to. Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. Kim, let's kick off with what the market is offering for harvest-delivered commodities.
Well, I got to be a little careful with that. I had these numbers down there this morning, and then I checked the market a little later. Wheat was up 21 cents, so it's volatile right now. You look at wheat right now, you can forward contract for harvest delivery at about $6. That's a minus 15 underneath that July contract. Corn's at 4.95. That's also minus 15 under the corn December contract. Sorghum is $5.75. That's 65 cents over that corn December contract. Soybeans at 11.90. Sometimes it hits 12, but somewhere in that vicinity, a minus 70 under the November soybean contract. And canola's posted at $10.70.
When you think about wheat for that June-July time period, what do you expect?
Well, I'm going to go back to the olden days where we did an expected price, an optimistic price, and a pessimistic price. The expected is $6, what the market's offering right now. Optimistic is around $7 and pessimistic at 5 or below. So what you've got is about a 1 out of 5 chance of it being below $5 and a 1 out of 5 being above $7 and the other 60% right in the middle.
Lots of range there. What makes you think that the price could dip below $5 for that June-July period?
Well, if you look at past prices, you know, the average June-July price in 2020 was $4.22. In 19, it was $4.32. The 5-year average June-July price is $4.30, and the 10-year average is $5.38, all well under that $6. You look around the world, the crop looks good. Now, we've talked about the Russian crop. You go back 2 months, it was estimated to be less than 2.8 billion bushels. Now it's just less than 3 billion bushels. So a big increase there. Ukraine and the rest of the crops look relatively good now. You look at the world ending stocks, they're almost a record, a near record ending stocks, and the world stocks to use ratio is right at average.
I'm an optimist. What makes you think that $7 for June, July may actually happen?
Well, if you look at the U.S. situation with all wheat ending stocks at 852 million bushels, last year it was over a billion. You look at hard red winter wheat ending stocks, 411 million bushels, the 5-year average, 528 million bushels. The stocks to use ratio is 54%, still relatively high, but well below that average 67% for hard red winter wheat. At all wheat, stocks to use ratio is 40% with a 50% average. So relatively good stocks to use ratio. Plus, Russia has a $1.60 export tax on every bushel of wheat they're going to export.
What should producers then do about realistically pricing their wheat?
Well, it depends on how they can sleep. If, you know, you go back a couple weeks, you could have forward contracted for $6.50. It's now at $6. It's been down to almost $5.50. If when it was at $5.50, after having the opportunity at $6.50, they couldn't sleep, they need to price some wheat. So it's what's going to let them sleep at night.
Okay, speaking of that, how comfortable are you with corn and soybean prices?
Relatively good. You look at corn, stocks are relatively tight. Of course, a lot of that depends on China and what China's going to do and what production is in South American countries. So right now, for wheat, I think there's more volatility than corn and beans, but corn and beans, there's still a lot of uncertainty in that market.
Okay, great talking with you, Kim. We'll see you next week.